Just to get back to knowing what type, kind of team we know we can be, man. And, you know, the thing about it, if we're going to be a successful team, we can't have flashes of it. We can't have flashes of, you know, having a good game on defense, getting turnovers, giving offensive ball. It has to be every game. You know, if we're going to be successful, we got to be a consistent team. You know, offense, defense, special teams. And, you know, obviously you see games like that where defense get turnovers, give the offensive ball for 30, 35 minutes a game. You know, that's always going to be the upper side of this. Going to be the upper hand on us, you know, winning games. You know, the more we get Jay Cutler the ball, the better chance we have winning. So the main thing is, you know, is just to build that momentum going into next year and just get it done next year when we come back. Oh, not at all. That's one thing that, you know, I can praise with Coach Fox. He's one of those coaches that no matter how the record's going, you know, he's not never going to let anybody on our team second guess themselves. Even with the leaders we got, like Jay Cutler, you know, McPhee, Forte, you know, Alshon, I can go on and on with guys, Slauson. I can go on and on with guys that, you know, no matter what the outcome is on Sunday, we come ready to work Monday. And the thing is to get better. At the end of the day, this is a job. You know, you can't get down on what happened last week because you got to have a next opponent. And, you know, if you lay it down, you know, this is like your job. You can't get mad because, you know, you didn't get a sale. If you're on Wall Street, you didn't get a sale. You're going to go in on Monday and be pissed off about it and not get another sale, you know, because you still have to have a way of living. You still have guys you're playing for. You have a lot to play for. So the main thing is we have guys on this team that have a good mindset and that are embedding everybody that we're still a good team and we still have a lot to prove, and we're going to prove it in the next couple of years. Well, like I said, I think I did pretty good. You know, obviously this is one of my best seasons I've had statistically wise, and there was a lot of plays I definitely did leave out there that I should have made, but at the end of the day, man, this has been like a family-oriented place more anywhere I've been. Obviously, I've been in Washington before this, but being here, you know, it's like no other, you know. Just the guys, the camaraderie, you know, just wanting to play for guys, just guys actually helping you even though they're playing the same position or not. You know, it's just, and I feel very family-oriented. I definitely want to be back here next year, you know, hopefully things work out, and I do. He holds you accountable, and the main thing is, you know, he lets players play. You know, he puts you in the best position to win, and like I said, he calls plays to the team, man. He knows tendencies, and he's one of the most smartest defense coordinators I've known, you know, and he puts you in a position to make plays, and then, like I said, if you're there and you study, you definitely can shine in a defense like his, and as you can see, you know, my first year here, I did pretty good, so hopefully I want to be here and see where I am 3-4 years down the road in his defense, so.